It's time to get away. It's time to get away from you. It's time to get away. It's time to get away from you. You brought a lot of money. But me, I'm catching tiny tummy. And you make me sleep. I try and try, but you undermine me. Uh-huh. And I start to be sensible, if you know what I mean. And so it's time to get away. It's time to get away from you. I'm dying to get away. I'm dying to get away.
Fight for! What happened?
Nigel took Hillary in truck. That way.
I cannot leave the country without my daughter.
I'm going after them. I'll meet you at the landing field.
Nick, whether you make it back or not, that plane must take off with Dr. Flamand at 1800 hours.
But we recommend you be there at least 45 minutes before departure, especially at this time of year.
Good luck, Nick.
Let go.
Good luck.
You've got to hand it to the Germans. They make great cars.
Oh, shit, man. Them peachy black gangsters are at it again. I wonder who they fucked up today, man.
You motherfucker!
Got him.
Ruthless. Everywhere we go, they say,
damn.
NWA's fucking up the program. And then you realize we don't care. We don't just say no. We're too busy saying, yeah. About drinking straight out the eight bottle. Do I look like a motherfucking role model to a kid looking up to me? Life ain't nothing but bitches and money. Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. See, I don't give a fuck cause I keep belling. Belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling? When me and my posse stepped in the house, all the punk ass niggas start breaking out. Cause you know what's up. So we start looking for the bitches with the big butt. Like her, but she keep crying.
I got a boyfriend.
Bitch, stop lying. Dumb ass hooker ain't nothing but a dyke. Suddenly I see some niggas that I don't like. Walked over to him and said, what's up? The first nigga that I saw hit him in the jaw. Ren start stomping him and so did E. By that time, got rushed by security. The door, but we don't quit. Red said, let's start some shit. I got a shotgun, and here's the plot. Taking niggas out with a flurry of buckshots. Boom, 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 yeah, I was gunning. And then you look, all you see is niggas running and falling and yelling and pushing and screaming and cussing. I stepped back, and I kept bussing. And then I realized it's time for me to go. So I stopped, jumped in the vehicle. It's like this, because of that hoot ride. NWA's wanted for a homicide. Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. Fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. See, I don't give a fuck cause I keep belling, belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling? Homies all standing around just hanging. Some dope dealing, some gang banging. We decide to roll and we deep. See a nigga old dates and we creep real slow. And before you know, I had my shotgun pointed in the window. He got scared and hit the gas. Right then, I knew I had to smoke his ass. He kept rolling, I jumped in the bucket. We couldn't catch him, so I said fuck it. Then we headed right back to the fort, sweating all the bitches in the biker shorts. We didn't get no play from the ladies. With six niggas in the car, are you crazy? She was scared and it was showing. We all said, fuck you, bitch, and kept going to the hood. And we was fin to find something else to get into, like some pussy or in fact a bum rush, but we call it Rat Pack. On a nigga for nothing at all. Ice Cube go stupid when I'm full of eight ball. I might stumble but still won't lose. Now I'm dressed in the county blues. Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I don't give a fuck cause I keep belling, belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
Wait a minute, cut this shit.
Man, what you gonna do now?
What we gonna do right here is go back.
How far are you going back?
Way back.
As we go a little something like this. Hit it.
Here's a little gangster short in size. A t-shirt Levi's is his only disguise. Built like a tank, yet hard to hit. Ice Cube and Eazy-E co-running shit.
Well, I'm Eazy-E, the one
it ain't no thing. And all you bitches, you know I'm talking to you.
We wanna fuck you, Easy.
I wanna fuck you too, because you see, I don't really take no shit.
So let me tell you motherfuckers who you fucking with.
Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put a foot in your ass. I don't give a fuck, cause I keep bailing. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
Come in.
Brian is in so much pain here. Yes, it's one of the two ways to get out of it. Either get to the ropes, Jim, or either reverse it. It's the latter. He's almost got him over. And now Garvin's got the pressure on fire. The fire's in the ropes. The referee's going to untangle him. Notice how slowly Ron Garvin gets up.
And he's not even up yet.
Oh, he's really in a lot of pain. Just breathing in pain right near the cage door.
Flair going right back to work on the leg. Garvin tried to stand. Much to his credit, he tried to stand, and that leg just gave away from it.
Well, there's two things you can do. You can just lie there and take the punishment, or stand up and feel the pain. It's obvious what Ronnie Garvin's going to do.
We're now 10 minutes into the match. 10 minutes is gone.
It's been 10 minutes of war, 10 minutes of the most intense physical combat I think I've ever seen. Matches like this shorten careers, I really believe that.
Yeah.
Flair trying to use the cage as a weapon, but Garvin blocked it. Once again, Flair trying to run Garvin's face into the steel cage. Oh, Flair went face first! The Nature Boy just went face first into the steel cage, and one more time!
Mississippi, muddy water turned to wine. float.
I worry about you, Bevy. I worry a lot.
Won't do you any good to run, Bevy.
You're not real! You're not real!
The challenger, accompanied to the ring by Cole Bearer
weighing 328 pounds, The Undertaker.
Yes, he is the personification of evil. The man who abducted Stephanie McMahon,
World Wrestling Federation champion.
And I said it last week on Raw, is going to be a slobber knocker.
Look at the look the Undertaker is giving to Pat Patterson.
Shane and Pat Patterson, the two referees. Come on!
Wait, Patterson,
oh,
not even in it! Oh.
Patterson! A nail by the Undertaker, reverse elbow. Does a rattlesnake have King with Shane McMahon as the referee?
Then Steve Austin was here tonight.
Hangman there by the rattlesnake.
Uh-oh.
Uncharacteristic for the rattlesnake. A quick cover. One, two.
Fair count.
Exactly. Undertaker being stalked into oblivion. And remember, then the championship
was awarded
to the Undertaker. As a competitor and a right hand by the Undertaker. Other side of the pillow. There's a reversal. Also, back heel trick. Undertaker, right hands for the rattlesnake.
Yep. Well, those illegal tactics that Austin's so used to using. Oh, what about that? Shane.
Now look at that. Look at Austin focus on that leg. Situation, that knee could just be ripping as we speak here.
Look at Shane.
Oh, off to the corner of the elbow. Turn him with the Undertaker. And another one.
He's fan friendly. He knows the fans hate a count out.
Look out.
Oh!
Austin reversed right into the steel steps. And that's certainly going to. This is what Midian. Look at Shane McMahon trying to pull the Undertaker away from the step. Trips the Undertaker down. And Austin stumping on that. Austin rolling to the outside. Paul Bearer getting dangerously close.
Oh!
And a right hit. Price has got the distraction. Look out here.
Oh my gosh.
That's the spine of the, and the Undertaker, again, back on the left knee of Austin, feeling about this matchup.
Oh, man. Oh, that'll get him back in the game.
That'll get him back in.
Dolo,
referee doing nothing about it. And now the rattlesnake being pummeled here. Austin.
Knee. Now I heard Shane just tell the Undertaker, that's not fair.
Oh, rattlesnake coming back now.
Where's he get it from?
And the Undertaker with a shot. This matchup.
Doesn't have him right.
Austin be able to get off the Austin.
Watch yourself.
Oh, good God.
Look out.
Good Lord Almighty.
Watch it.
Undertaker's face first. Right into the, on one leg. Undertaker on one leg to walk out of here a winner. My God. We're trapped like rats here. They're going to ring finally where they belong.
Uh-oh.
Austin trying to go for Luther. The third man in the ring. Wait a minute.
And, oh,
did you hear that? But, hideous human being is Paul Bearer.
Yes, it blows down.
Close knees to the ribs and a right hand. And down goes the challenger. Both these men could be counted out on another day.
Oh my gosh.
No! And that one out here. Nothing but concrete and steel. With a WWF title
to disqualify Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he's not done it. Undertaker's hurt. Look at this.
Austin with the elbow. Three, damn you, stole it.
Fix it to me.
Austin, look, be careful. You touch him, Steve, and you're out of Austin.
You got Shane.
One, two. Wait a minute. There's Daryl Briscoe. That should be over. This match should be history. Austin had the match won. About it. Says here. The Undertaker, airborne, had the match won. Hey, wait a minute. Here comes Vince.
What? He's got a broken ankle.
That's what we think. That his ankle was broken. But Vince McMahon is trying to get in the ring. Austin. Oh, look at the stop. Oh, my God. What a cliff.
Austin. Shane, get up.
Austin retains the title. And it's on again. Tremendous. Both eyes. Oh, yeah! He got it! 1, 2. Take that boy to the woodshed. Now looks like he's up. Oh, got it. Wait a minute. Hey,
that's the winner of this match and new World Wrestling Federation champion, The Undertaker.
Off the stump of the hill of the new WWE champion. The Undertaker's the new champion. Austin's gonna fight for his life. Shane McMahon the fast count. The rattlesnake has been jobbed. I cannot believe this. The rattlesnake has been screwed.
Thorn tree in the garden, if you know just what I mean. And I hate to hurt your feelings, but it's not the way it seems. 'Cause I miss her. She's the only girl I've cared for, the only one I've known. And no one ever shared more love. But it all seems so strange, you see, 'cause she'd never turn her back on me and leave without a last goodbye. And if she winds up walking the streets, loving every other man she meets, who'll be the one to answer why? Lord, I hope it's not me. If I never see her face again, I'll never hold her hand. And if she's in somebody's arms, I know I'll understand. But I miss that girl. I still miss that girl.
It's you. Any information?
Too much. You said quite a bit that should interest you. And one or two things that interested me.
Such as?
The name Jackson's hiding under is Bill Carson. That's your bit.
Keep talking.
He also mentioned something about a certain cash box, which just happened to disappear. That's my bit.
Anything else?
Not enough for you, eh? Well, you don't have to worry. He'll never say anything to anybody again.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Here you are. This is for you. You did a good job for me. Worth $500.
Yeah. Almost forgot. He gave me $1,000. I think his idea was that I kill you. But you know the pity is when I'm paid. I always follow my job through. You know that.
No! Angel Arms!
We're back. All right. Dopathon 82. It is still rolling. Keep that phone line hot. We need your money and your pledges, okay? Ow! Okay, we have a very special guest drop by the studio now. He's going to come out and say hi to you. Let's have a big warm welcome for a three-time U.S. Open International Masturbation Champion. Here he is, Harry Palms. Ow! Ow! Harry Palms. Let's have a big warm welcome for him, huh? Harry, I'm glad to have you on the show. Hey, fantastic. Hey, nice of you to come by. Ow. Ow. Ow, ow, ow. Well, that's quite a grip you have there, Harry. Fantastic. You're a graduate of St. Agnes All Boys Catholic High School, isn't that right? Fantastic. And you just come back from Russia where you competed in the giant jerk, huh? The World Championships, and you came in first and third this year, huh? Fantastic. Woo! Get a hold of yourself, Harry. We're on TV. Ow! Yeah. Good for the skin. So anyways, ow! Harry, you've been an innovator in the field of thumpology. You've done such things as introduce speed shifting, around the hump, the white knuckler, over the shoulder boulder holder, and this year you introduced a brand new hold. What is it? Ow!
This year I just grab it in both hands, you know, and beat it against my forehead.
Fantastic! That's using your head. Ow! Okay, well, where do you go from here?
I went back to the hotel room and practice.
Oh, always practicing, huh? What's your next competition?
Well, next is I go to Hong Kong for the Fist of Fury tournament.
Well, good luck, because we know you'll be in there pulling for us. All right, Harry Palms. Ow, let's hear it for him. Ow.
I go to put my arm around you and you give me a
You were the brightest student in my class. True. Emotionally, you were 12 years old.
I was 12 years old.
That's right. That's right. And look what you've become. A schmuck.
There is a mermaid in New York City.
Oh, sure. You mean this naked girl?
How come she's got legs?
She has legs out of the water. She has fins in the water. You taught me that, Dr. Zeidel, don't you remember? You taught me all the legends. You used to bring me into your office. You used to show me charts on the walls of where sailors had claimed they saw mermaids.
Walter, that was for fun, for relaxation, not for you to build your whole life on.
I'm going to prove to you and to everyone else that girl is a mermaid.
How? You're going to get her wet so everybody sees she has fins?